Chapter 1, Mishnah 6, Mesachin ben Asarim. One can cover with wooden planks. Divrei Rebbe Yehuda, says Rebbe Yehuda, Rebbe Meir Oysa, Rebbe Meir prohibits you using wooden planks. Now, what this is, the Gemara expands on the dispute. And the dispute is as follows. Any wooden plank, right, less, more than 4 handbreadths wide, 4 tvachim, that's about 8 to 10 centimeters, about 40 centimeters. If it's more than 40 centimeters wide, everybody agrees it's invalid. It can't be used as schach. Even though it's wood and even though it's a plank, it still can't be used as schach because that's now, you get into the category of now, it's like a house. It's like permanent. When the boards are so thick and sturdy, then it becomes like a permanent kind of feature. Anything less than 3 tvachim, right, then they all agree you can use that as schach. So less than 3 handbreadths, everybody agrees is good. More than 4 handbreadths, everybody agrees, is bad. The disagreement here between Rebbe Yehuda and Rebbe Meir is only between 3 and 4 tvachim. So it's a very narrow disagreement. Nasan ala nese shurachav arba tvachim. And if you place a board of 4 handbreadths on top of the sukkah, now that's no good, right? That board is no good. It's too wide. Kashera, we'll see now. It says the Mishnah, it's kosher. We're going to see why. Will be vachil or yishan tachtav, as long as you don't sleep under it. And what the case is over here is that this invalid piece of schach you put next to the wall. And we introduced here for the first time to another concept called doifen akuma, a bent wall. That the schach on top, you look at it as if it's part of the wall. So that there's a bent wall going on over here. And that bent wall, the bent part of it, can be up to 4 amas, up to 2 meters away from the wall. So it can go in up to 2 meters. And then after that, you've got to have kosher schach. So the concept of a bent wall. You can't sleep or sit under the bent wall portion of it. That's what the Mishnah says. So we have this concept. It's halacha l'moshe v'sina, that you can have a so-called bent wall in a sukkah. It's got to be touching the invalid planks. Have to be touching the wall of the sukkah. And then it's invalid schach, but it doesn't invalidate the sukkah. You can't sit under it. You can't sleep under it.